We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Since the late 70s, the Rocky Horror Picture Show has been the darling of the midnight movie circuit. Fans arrive dressed as their favorite character, they know all the lyrics and dialogue, and they quiver in anticipation for the start of the film. But for the past few decades, there's been another attraction for hardcore fans, and earlier this month, Lake Effect's Joy Powers headed to the Oriental Theater to check it out.
If you happen to be walking by the Oriental Theater on Milwaukee's east side sometime around midnight, you may see scantily clad people wrapped around the lobby waiting with anticipation for a unique yet somehow ubiquitous experience. They're waiting to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, now the longest-running film in history. It features a cast of well-known actors like Tim Curry, Susan Sarandon, and Barry Bostwick, singing and dancing in a mildly nonsensical musical about aliens, transvestites, and the folly of man. But the crowds at the Oriental aren't just waiting to see Tim Curry in a corset. They're waiting to join in on a shadow cast performance.
A shadow cast is basically the film is rolling and you're acting along with the film. You recreate all the costumes, the makeup, the hair, everything from every single movement. And then we take the theater and make it into like a live interactive experience for you. So there's no live singing. There's no live talking. It's a lot of lip syncing.
That's Annalee Vitlachel, who plays Dr. Frankenfurter in the Sensual Daydreams cast, the current shadow cast that performs at the Oriental Theater. Groups like Sensual Daydreams exist in cities around the world, and they lead the audiences in a variety of call-outs, which I'll explain later. But shadow casting itself remains an experience most closely associated with the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So how did this all get started? To figure that out, we have to go back to when Rocky first premiered in theaters.
When it came out in 1975, it was mostly a flop, and it just did incredibly poorly at the box office. It was recast then as a midnight movie in late 75 by the Waverly Theater in New York City in Greenwich Village, and that's where it began its kind of development as a cult film.
That's Jeffrey Weinstock, and he literally wrote the book on Rocky. He explains that after the Waverly started its midnight screenings, other theaters followed suit. And these midnight movies brought out a community spirit in these audiences. While it's hard to definitively say when or why people started shouting back at the screen, there is a theory.
The way that the story goes is that there was a small group of people who would watch the film, who would go to see it routinely, and then as a way to entertain themselves, began to shout things back to the screen, really for the benefit of other people who were in the theater as well. And then this snowballed. So other people would begin to join into the fun, and things got shouted back and forth. And people who saw the film in New York City carried this to other places.
The shouting eventually turned to people acting out the movie in front of the screen. And like the call-outs before them, shadow casting was carried to other places, like Milwaukee, which first started screening the Rocky Horror Picture Show in 1978. And it hasn't stopped since. The theater's first shadow cast was formed in the early 80s, which is when Lynn Cream was first introduced to the film.
Rocky really drew those kids that didn't have a place. The misfits, you know, the weirdos that's, you know, in their school or in their family. And I think that it's still that for some people. I think that Rocky is a place where people come. It's a safe space.
Cream plays Columbia in the current Sensual Daydreams cast, but she first started performing there 30 years ago with the original cast. Since then, it's become a family affair. Her daughter Marissa plays Rocky. As actors in the cast, they're responsible for leading the audiences in these now dogmatic practices associated with the film.
There's a wedding scene, and in the wedding, people throw rice. And so people come to the performance with rice that they can throw. There's a scene that takes place in a rainstorm where the main characters are trying to shelter themselves from the rain. So people come with squirt guns. You shoot the squirt gun in the air, that's the rain, and you bring a newspaper to kind of protect your head at the same time. There's a song that there's a light over at the Frankenstein place. And so people, where it was permitted, would come in with lighters and would hold their lighter up in the air at that point.
There are raunchy games played before the screening, and people new to the Shadowcast experience, known as virgins, are often led through a barrage of semi-embarrassing obstacles and challenges. Sitting in on one of these performances, the audiences are loud, vivacious, and engaged, if not a little bit inebriated. But the intoxicants and the squirt guns aren't what attracted Annalei Vitlatchel and Lynn Cream to the Shadowcast experience. For them, it's always been about community.
I think what's beautiful about Rocky is that even though it is a different cast of characters and it's a different group, Rocky doesn't change. Rocky always stays the same, and the love for Rocky and the passion for what we do has transcended those 30 years.
Rocky Horror is just a fantastic musical. It's not the greatest film, it really isn't, but the costumes, the makeup, the characters are out of this world. It was a huge thing to be able to get on stage and feel empowered, and then people come up to you after and be like, oh my God, like, you made me feel so great about myself. And that's part of the reason why I still do it. Because I love that, and I love inspiring people. Rocky, I just love Rocky.
So whether you take a jump to the left or just a step to the right, they say there's always a place for you at this late night, double feature, picture show.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us.
Annalei Vitlatchel is the casting director of the Sensual Daydream Shadowcast here in Milwaukee. She plays Dr. Frankenfurter alongside Lynn Cream as Columbia. Jeffrey Weinstock is the author of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, part of the Cultographic series. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.